Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Unwanteds, Island of Fire by Lisa McMahon. Read by Steve West.
Death Farm. It was as if Artemae had never existed. In the weeks since the death of Marcus Today, Alexander Stowe was often seen sitting on a rickety stool, staring out the window of the grey shack, clouding the glass with his breath. Sometimes he leaned his head of dark, tangled curls or pressed a dirty cheek against the pane to catch a few moments of sleep when he could stay awake no longer. Today was no different. He stared even now, but he wasn't seeing anything at all. In his hand he gripped a piece of paper with a colourful border which was beginning to smudge, and he never let it go, even though he'd memorised the words on it. It was his last message from Mr. Today, a cryptic, poetic spell that could fix all Alex's problems, if only he could decipher the clues. He went over the words for the millionth time in his mind. Follow the dots as the travelling sun. Magnify, focus, every one. Stand enrobed where you first saw me. Utter in order. Repeat times three. The only thing Alex truly understood about the clue was the enrobed part. Mr. Today had been famous for his colourful robes, and Alex imagined there was some hint of magic to the robes themselves. There must be if Alex had to wear one to make the world of Artemae come back. Alex had the good fortune of possessing the only robe in existence at this moment. The one Mr. Today had been wearing when Alex's wanted twin brother, Aaron, killed him. The robe was Alex's only symbol of hope in a time that could not possibly be any darker.
You should eat something, said a voice at Alex's shoulder.
It was Henry Haluki, Lanny's younger brother, and next to him stood the silent boy, a ring of thorns threaded through the skin around his neck. When Alex turned and focused his bleary eyes on the boys, Henry held out a good-sized half-shell he'd been using as a small bowl. Alex smiled and took it.
Thanks, he said,
breathing in the faint smell of a weak seafood broth. His empty stomach snarled, begging for it, but Alex hesitated. The unwanteds were beginning to starve. He handed it back to Henry and shook his head.
Give it to Meg, he said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?